All right, welcome back to it. Yesterday we caught up with Kayleigh McEnany from the 2020 Trump campaign. It's loud in the room, but I hope you can hear it pretty well. Kayleigh McEnany here on the Steve Gerber Show. Go with it.
Kayleigh, another packed house, it looks like. A lot of country. It's been a fun week in politics for a lot of people that watch this sort of thing. What do you expect from the president tonight?
So the president's undoubtedly going to talk about the economy. I mean, you look, Obama had an 11.4% unemployment rate here in North Carolina. Now it's 4.1% under President Trump. Economy. But the president also indicated you're going to hear about people who love this country versus those who have expressed disdain for this country. He indicated that at the end of his tweet, and I fully suspect that we will be hearing from that, and I fully suspect this room will erupt in applause.
This is a county that was carried by Hillary Clinton in 2016 by 5 points, but all the counties south of here and west of here carried by the president, as was North Carolina. How does he take a county like this and say, listen, we're doing well, we need you to join us?
Yeah, he says just that, and he says, look at the facts. Don't listen to the media echo chamber of negativity. That's fake news. Look at the facts. And I gave you the unemployment facts, but beyond that, I would give you the fact that in this great state of North Carolina, 900 manufacturing jobs have been added. Meanwhile, during President Obama, 13,600 hemorrhage, so that's, you know, a 14,000 swing the other way. The facts don't lie. Ripping up NAFTA, renegotiating the USMCA, which is a good deal for America's workers and America's farmers. There's just so many accomplishments, and the facts tell the story, not the fallacies of the media.
A lot of noise, as you know, but yesterday in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, a bunch of women cut through that. As Women for Trump came out and launched officially in Pennsylvania, another key swing state. And you look at the donations now, according to the Brad Parr scale, 50% of the money coming to the president's campaign now comes from women. Last time around, it was just 25%. How do you explain that?
Yeah, that's right. I was in King of Prussia yesterday for the launch of the Women's Coalition, moderated the panel, and I can tell you this. I was down in the lobby at 7:30 a.m., 3 hours before the event. There were so many women there doing chants for the president. Literally more than 1,000 women came to the event just outside of Philadelphia. It was an enthusiastic room, and that's right. Our fundraising numbers tell the story. In 2016, roughly a quarter of President Trump's donations were from women. Now it's half. It's a pretty significant increase, and we believe that that's far more telling than any poll that the media is conducting.
So let's jump into some of the news of the day. A week and a half ago, the four freshmen called Joe Biden a racist. Last week, Nancy Pelosi was a racist. This week, Donald Trump is a racist. I have a theory, and I want you to help me with this, that Donald Trump has made a maneuver to force Nancy Pelosi to defend Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and make them the face, the voice, and the poster children, if you will, for the Democrat Party. Do you think that's what he's done here?
Yeah, absolutely. They are the poster child of the Democrat Party. They hold the gavel. Nancy Pelosi has given it to them on a silver platter. And this week, President Trump proved that. His tweet coalesced the Democrat Party around these freshman radicals who gave a press conference, an appalling press conference, where literally Rashida Tlaib, or rather Ilhan Omar, was asked about her affinity for Al-Qaeda, if that existed, if she denounced Al-Qaeda. She wouldn't. She wouldn't denounce Al-Qaeda or dispel any of those rumors about her. And instead, she spews anti-American hatred. So, you know, if that's the face of the Democrat Party, we welcome these four women being the face of the Democrat Party, because we believe the average American looks at that and says, if you so hate the country, you can go out. And there are millions of illegal immigrants that you like to talk about every day. You could trade places with one of them, allow one of them in, and you can take your exit if you so badly dislike this country.
So the president now has made them front and center, made them an issue going into 2020. Nancy Pelosi has a problem, I believe, because Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib both on the podium during that press conference demanded impeachment now.
Yeah.
Something Nancy Pelosi doesn't want, Steny Hoyer doesn't want, and the Democratic leadership doesn't want. Nancy's in a tough spot.
Yeah, Nancy is in a tough spot. She has to appease these people in their party who have crazy ideas and peddling conspiracy theories. And she's not doing a good job of it now. They're all very unsatisfied, as I think they've noted this week in the impeachment articles. They've tried this before. Mr. Green tried this the first day, I believe, that Nancy Pelosi took the gavel. And again, they can't get away from their conspiracy theories. There's no obstruction, there's no collusion, there's no basis for impeachment. But nevertheless, they peddle these lies. And it's not the will of the American people they're interested in.
Trump can outmarket anybody in politics in my life.
Today, July 17th, Bob Mueller was supposed to be on Capitol Hill for two hearings. This is called the no-show. He's supposed to schedule for next week. I've heard a story coming out of Washington, out of the White House, that next Wednesday, Donald Trump could be in Detroit, Michigan for the NAACP annual conference and speak at the luncheon next Wednesday. Is that possible?
I have no idea on that. Anything is possible, but that's a question for the White House. But the president loves to crisscross the country. He's here this week. He'll be in Ohio for our next rally, and there will be many more after that. So we'll see where he decides to go.
As part of the campaign, obviously, you see numbers, as the Democrats saw approval numbers for Ilhan Omar at 9% and AOC at 22%, another good reason to put them out front. What are your polling numbers telling you? Obviously, the national polls say that Joe Biden would win and Kamala Harris would win and everybody would win except Donald Trump. Of course, we heard that before in 2016.
Yeah.
What are your numbers telling you?
They're telling us the American people don't want socialism. You saw it in that poll that you mentioned. It was a Democrat poll that was conducted of swing voters. That same poll showed just an 18% approval rating of socialism. The American people don't want it. The Democrats know that, at least the very few smart ones that are left, that at all resemble the party of JFK, and we know that. But unfortunately, the leaders of the Democrat Party have embraced socialism. Every single candidate on that debate stage is a radical leftist. They were asked if they wanted to give health care to illegal immigrants, and you remember, they all raised their hand, even Joe Biden.
Sure.
So they're, one is as radical as the next one. Socialism doesn't work, but nevertheless, Democrats are embracing it.
And so the message from the president going forward, today here in North Carolina, in a week, it'll be Cincinnati, Ohio. What is the message he's taking back to these states, certainly in the industrial Midwest, that carried him to the White House?
That all of this is reversible. The country is going in such a positive direction right now. People have more money in their paychecks because of Trump tax cuts and because wages are going up at the fastest pace in a decade. People have more access to the American dream, to capital, to start a business if they so choose. These are good times in the country. It's morning in America again. And certainly this economy is roaring, best in modern history, I would argue. But it's reversible. If one of these socialists gets in and puts in place a $93 trillion New Deal, that's $600,000 for every American household, something we can't afford. It's all reversible, and the only way to ensure the successes continue are electing President Trump on November 3rd, 2020.
One of the concerns, and I'll leave it with this, one of the concerns continues to be the debt and the deficits that continue to go up. When the president says we need more military spending to make sure America's on track, even after we get $100 billion from NATO, to keep us where we need to be, says we need more spending there. Instantly, Nancy Pelosi says we need more social spending. I mean, how do we ever get the checkbook under control?
Well, the president's most recent budget does have a plan to make sure that we take care of our deficit over a multi-year period. So he is focused on that. It is something that's important to him. And I think when it comes to spending issues, you really got to take out the Democrats and the price tags of the $93 trillion New Deal, a $23 trillion Medicare for All. These are radical proposals, but they're also costly.
I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, the last word is we're excited to be here in Greenville. I was out in the crowd. These people have been out in the, I don't even know how many degrees it is. It feels like 100 degrees. They've been out there all day long, and they are so excited to be in here. It's going to be a great rally tonight.
Kaylee, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Quick break, back on the...
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing, or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Don't drop.